Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I think the fact that David DiPietro's assembly district is entirely within Chris Collins' congressional district, I think is a tip-off that, this is really DiPietro acting as a surrogate, as it were, for Collins. And normally it is the reverse. I mean, from his own standpoint, unless it's a really difficult race, DiPietro really runs the risk of letting people know that he has an opponent. I would think a lot of people think he hasn't, and maybe that's why they're doing this, because they do want people to come out, good Republican voters to come out, because they'll need it in the Collins race.
I'm wondering if this has ever kind of happened before, where you have a party maybe using another candidate to campaign for somebody, you know, without having to associate themselves necessarily with a guy like Chris Collins. If maybe there's a past instance, or if you believe that's kind of what's going on, that, you know, hey, we have to go out and campaign for this guy, but we don't necessarily want our picture taken next to him.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think occasionally it'll happen with presidential candidates who are presidential candidates who are not popular in one state or one district or another. But this is, you know, this is the first time I've heard about something like this happening in a congressional race. That's not to say that it hasn't happened.
Really quickly, Cynthia Nixon kind of finally bowed out of the Working Families Party line. I think it was later last night that it was made official. Expected to happen by a lot of people. Can you draw any similarities to this and what Democrats were also complaining about might happen with Collins on the
sure.
ballot in NY27?
Sure. This was as transparent as it was expected. People said all along, if she loses, they'll find a place for her to land. They've done exactly that. Where they put her running against this assemblywoman, there's no way she's going to make a difference in that race, but it does open up that line, and Cuomo will probably get it. And I would look for the same people that were so bent out of shape when there was talk of getting Chris Collins off the line to speak up about this too, but I'm not going to wait too long for that to happen.
Has there ever been any talk of maybe changing the rules where once you're on a line like that, something like this isn't allowed to happen, or maybe just that you're not allowed to run on more than one line?
Well, I mean, there's speculation that if the Democrats take over the state Senate, fusion voting may be over in New York State. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's a good chance that the Democrats will take over the state Senate. But I think that there's enough support even within the Democratic conference to keep fusion voting the way it is. But there's always that chance. I mean, if Democrats control the Assembly, the Senate, and the Governor's Mansion, they may well do away with fusion voting. And to run on two lines would be running against yourself. New York is one of a handful of states where you can run on multiple lines and have those votes fused or brought together at the end of the night. So it makes sense to run on multiple lines in New York as it is. That may change. We'll see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.